October turned into one of the deadliest months for Iraqis. According to new figures released by Iraqi Interior Ministry, during October, Iraq was the scene of 2,485 terrorist attacks, including 667 ones targeting only Baghdad. As figures show, in October, 276 civilians were killed and more than 530 other injured. The attacks have continued into November with a significant shift toward Iraqi politicians, with the U.S. pressure on the Iraqi officials to endorse the so-called security deal increasing. Many here blame the U.S. of deteriorating security situation as a mean to cow the Iraqi politicians to approve the deal.
The U.S. has tried all the tricks in the book to get Iraq to sign the security deal. One such tactic was to let the security situation slide. Another was the murdering of lawmakers who opposed the agreement.
During the last several days, two Iraqi lawmakers from Sadr and al-Dawa parties were killed when their convoys were hit by road bombs. Sadr bloc in Iraq's parliament has pointed a finger of blame at the U.S. Many Iraqi MPs predict that with the Iraqi officials' opposition to the security deal going on, such attacks will continue and even become worse.
Before anything, the root causes of violence should be determined. Terrorism must be solved from the top, not the bottom up. Political parties have to agree on the issue or will never control the country.
The so-called security deal has faced growing objection from Iraqi officials and people. So far, several demonstrations have been held by all walks of life in Iraq in protest at the deal. Meanwhile, Iraqi high-ranking officials, including Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, have made it clear that the security deal in the current form is not acceptable. Shia clerics, especially Grand Ayatollah Sistani, have also expressed objection to such a deal, saying that it will violate Iraq's sovereignty.
The U.S. officials have warned against what they call the grave security consequences of U.S. troops withdrawal. Meanwhile, there are many here who firmly believe Iraqis themselves are capable of tackling the security problems when U.S. troops leave this war-stricken country. Wissam Al-Bayati, Press TV, Baghdad.